But I have one last surprise for you, and she goes by the name of and she goes by the name of Maxine Lippert. And listen, she just released a journal, one for older people, if I can say, or yeah, let me say older people, to kind of journal in, and one for kids as well, which is more of a coloring book. But I want her to share her story with you. She's all the way from the Eastern Cape. Maxine, how are you doing?
Hi, Joe. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Sorry, the sound is just a bit loud there. Girl, what are you doing on this Saturday morning?
Oh, man, it's raining on this side. It's raining like cats and dogs. So I'm all busy with my admin and work in bed.
Okay. Listen, yeah, it's very cold down here in the Western Cape as well. So we're in the same WhatsApp group at the moment.
Come on, yeah.
but Max, Max, for those that do not know who you are, tell us a bit more about yourself and what it is that you're doing.
Oh, awesome, Joe. So, if I could describe myself in a few words, I would definitely describe myself as ambitious, as passionate, as an individual who loves God, who's creative, and loves makeup. Yeah, man.
And you're killing it. You're killing it on Instagram with the makeup looks and all of that. But something,
thank you.
Something very specific that I want to get into, and it's part of your Clay Bella range. So before we get into the latest release, how did this Clay Bella journey start for you?
Sure, Joe. This Clay Bella journey started after I studied. So I studied teaching, and then I graduated in the heart of COVID. And that, obviously, we knew that was a pandemic that we really put behind us, and we do not want to go back there again.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, I graduated in the heart of COVID, and it was such a struggle to find work and opportunities. And then after so many no's, I had an incredible encounter with God, and this is how it was birthed.
Wow.
I then was drawn to a verse in the Bible, Isaiah 64 verse 8, that says that He is the potter and we are the clay.
Max.
And I was just browsing through TikTok the evening, and I saw these clay earrings, and then I was like, I want to do this. No, this is the direction. And it was the rest is history. It was birthed from the...
What a story, what a blessing.
Yeah.
So what is, you've started with earrings, but there's been a latest release, if I can put it that way. So what is the journals all about? I did say that the one section is like for your older person, for more like teenager and up, I would say, and the others is for your younger kids. But walk us through the journal.
Okay, so this is very exciting, Joe. I was actually, I was in the ladies' home cell one Wednesday, and my pastor asked me to describe myself in one word. So my brain freezed. I had a flip-flop, but the word that came out was creative. And I was like, okay, what can I do with this? A few days later, I'm walking in the shop because I want to buy myself a journal. But the journals that I was seeing didn't have everything that I wanted in a journal. So I thought to myself, Max, you said you're creative, so let's create something here. Let's create a journal that accommodates you in all areas. But then I thought, let me not just create one for myself. Let me put it out there and do a bit of market research. So what I did was I spoke to women of all age groups, and I asked him, what would you like in a journal? If you could have your perfect journal, what would it look like? And then it kind of looked, it sounded similar to what I would like. So I thought to myself, no, Max, you have to create this. So the journal starts with Yeah, it's awesome. It's called Bloom, to encourage women to bloom where you are planted, because God wants to use you where He has placed you.
Yes.
And even though it may seem like nothing is happening, you are going to bloom. You're there for a specific purpose.
Wow.
And the first part is your lines, just your line paper where you can write, and there's a verse at the bottom. And then in between is surprises. So you have illustrations that you can color. It's a bit of those adult coloring.
I love those.
It's
so relaxing. It's so relaxing.
Oh, man. It's amazing. And then there's a church note section that's specifically for church notes. So you don't only have to have your journal at home. You can take it to church as well. But then at the back, and this is my favorite part, it is called, there's a section called Coffee Breaks with Max. So when you are in a restaurant or when you're taking a break, you can read an encouragement from myself.
Oh,
and
lovely.
It's just a couple of testimonies. Yeah, that women of all ages can read and just be encouraged by in those days where we don't feel too great, but we know that God is good.
Definitely, always. And Max, just quickly run us through the coloring book for our little kiddies, because there's something, we haven't left them out, there's something for them too.
Yeah, definitely. The kiddies, that book was inspired by my love for children and working with them every day. So I discovered what kids really are drawn to. And I thought to myself, let me not leave them out. Let's create something for them too. Let's create a book where they can also sit and color and enjoy themselves. Because I know growing up, coloring meant a lot to myself. Because you sit and you have your coloring book and it helps you focus. It just calms me down. And I really want kids, the kids today, to also have that experience. I know that technology, as ourselves, as a society, we have evolved and technology is more of an interest. But I really want to bring them back to that we had grown up and also be creative.
Definitely, yeah. There's nothing like taking it back to the basics. I think basics are the best. Basics are the best.
Yeah.
Max, before I let you go, if there's anybody that's interested in the journal, that's interested in getting the coloring book, even though you are based in the Eastern Cape, I mean, technology has made it so much easier and convenient for us to get something from across borders, you know, provincial borders. So how can people contact you if they want to purchase a coloring book or a journal?
They can get a hold of me on my socials. So I have an Instagram page and a Facebook page with the same handle. It is at Clay Bella. So Clay Bella is spelled CLAYBELLAH. So there's an H at the back.
All right.
And then people can also contact me on 071-764-8113.
Max, thank you so very much. And I'm hoping that this fell on ears that needed to hear it, and I'm sure it did. We're going to stay in contact. We're going to put your details on our KC WhatsApp status. So if that was a bit too fast for you folks, you can take a look at it once more, and then you can reach out to Max if you're really interested in a Bloom journal or a coloring book. Max, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. I feel so honored, and I'm very, very proud of you. I love you so much.
Thank you, Max, and lots of love.
Love you too, Joe. Thank you.
Bye.